185 and 0.
Blog Talk Radio.
Charlie Zone off 185 and 0, 150 fucking knockouts, the GOAT. My last win was so phenomenal that I think I should just fight in May. Take the entire April off. Do you know when the last time I took an entire month off? 2015. In 2016, I didn't take any time off. I fought from January to December. Only the greatest of all time would do that, man. But for me, there's no like sacrifices. I love to do it. I love to fight. I love to knock people out. That's why I'm the GOAT. This is why I'm the best pound for pound fighter. And these fake TV fighters, they would never fight for free for pride. They would never do it for pride. They come up with how much am I getting paid? Why do you need to get paid if you're a real fighter? If you're really good, if you're talented, why do you need to get paid? Because you're not a real fighter. You know what I mean? That's why the UBF, the Underground, Bare Knuckle, it's real. The only prize is the victory, the W. You've seen on my website, ubfproboxing.web.com, you've seen how many W's there are? 185. There's going to be 15 more and then more and more and more. When I'm 200-0, I'm definitely going to retire. But it's going to be a temporary retirement. You know, like when Michael Jordan retired in 1993 after getting the three-peat against the Barkley and the Suns, but he came back. That's what I'm saying. No, I'm not going to leave for a year or nothing. We'll see. I don't know. But 200-0 is just going to be like, that's it. You know what I mean? Come on. But I've done said it. But then when I come back, this is it. No more temporary retirements. So 15 more fights until my first ever retirement. And then when I do come back in like 4 to 6 months, this is it. It's going to be 300. I'm going to go to 300 and 400. I don't know. I'm not chasing any milestones, man. 185-0 is milestone by itself. I mean, nobody's ever had that many wins without a loss. I'm the greatest, pound for pound king. I talked to Anthony Thompson today, but see, he responded to a text that I sent him like a fucking month ago, like 3 weeks ago. You know what I mean? He said maybe. He said he might, you know, do a rematch or something. You know, it's trouble getting opponents, you know. We'll see, you know. Yeah, there's another black belt dude. Heavyweight black belt martial artist that I might knock out. I don't like the punk. He's very cocky. He backed out at the gym, and then he gave me his number. He said, call me. He's like, maybe do it some other time. And I ended up beating Lee. See, Lee's a real fighter. He automatically agreed. None of this, oh, yeah, call me, you know. And then, you know, one of the – look, if a fighter says – I can't do it right now. You know, I got to run, or I'm busy, or I'm tired, or blah, 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 you know, with excuses. He's just shitting himself. He's scared. And then they give the number. They're assuming that I'm never going to see them again, and then fuck it. They can just give excuses and just say, oh, sorry, man, I can't do it. And just, because if they completely say no, then it just hurts their pride, you know. That's why they're like, oh, yeah, here's my number, call me. And then, you know what I mean? Yeah, listen, whenever they offer a number and say, yeah, I can't box right now, but here, call me, we may do it tomorrow, then, yeah, then chances are they ain't picking up the phone on you tomorrow. So, yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, I'm going to fuck this hot-ass girl tomorrow, Rachel, man. I already fucked her. In February. Yeah, me and my girlfriend got into an argument, so, yeah, what can I say, it's just, I didn't see it coming, man, but maybe we'll get back together, maybe, it's just, you know, I don't know. Nah, it's because she had a death in the family, you know what I mean, and, like, she got real crazy after that, but then it got to the point where, like, a week passed, and I was like, baby, I'm like, it's not my fault, you know what I mean, what the fuck, I'm trying to be there for you, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. That's what I'm saying. A death in a family, it could be a temporary breakup. She like, when time goes by, she'll realize she was wrong, and then she'll hit me back. But I'm not relying on it. So I'm this girl Rachel. Oh, man, this girl Rachel is hotter than this girl named Kim Kardashian. This girl Rachel. The only thing with Rachel is she's not the wifey type. She's not the girlfriend type. She's just the type of girl that, like, You hit it, and you quit it. You know what I mean? Yeah, she texted me. She's out here. She lives in Hollywood. She was like 10 minutes away from me. She's from Venezuela. She's a Latina girl. I had them Venezuelan bitches, man. They're hot, man. Yeah, Troll TV can only dream the fucking girl as hot as Rachel, man. Yeah, this retard will, like, talk shit like Kim Kardashian, stalker, moron. I'm banging a girl tomorrow that's hotter than Kim Kardashian, way hotter. Younger, too, like 10 years younger. She's 27. Kim's, what, 37? Fucking old bitch. Yeah, like, look at my ex-wife. Hotter than Kim Kardashian. Rachel, hotter than Kim Kardashian. I bang bitches hotter than Kim. Like, what? I don't give a fuck about Kim. I clowned her yesterday. I'm like, I smashed Deontay Wilder. Like, if Kim saw that fight, I bet she was upset because she doesn't know shit about boxing, obviously. She's a girl. I'm saying she would root for Wilder, probably, because he's black. You know what I mean? Because she loves black people. And she's racist towards white people. Well, I don't know if she's racist, but she doesn't like, she definitely doesn't like white dudes. She dated white dudes, but, you know, she's, trust me, she's, I remember talking to Kim one time on Twitter, you know, I was like, hey, what's up? You know, she's like, hey, how you doing? She responded, and I was like, okay, well, sounds like she's interested, so I'm gonna go see her, and then I went to the fucking restaurant. See, that's the thing. Like, that just goes to show. The restaurant, Nate and Al's restaurant that I went to, there's a picture of her there. This is after she tweeted me. And I'm thinking, all right, well, you know what? I got nothing to lose. Just go see her and see what she says. So I went there, and I started asking about Kim, and I was like, and they told me everything. Like, they saw me in my number one pound for pound shirt. It's all on video. That video, the account got fucking deleted or something. You know what I mean? Like, when I got locked up. And yeah, I was really about to meet her. They told me the time she comes there, the dates she comes there. And then I smashed Black Musclehead and the other heavyweight, and I went to jail. And then she hooked up with Kanye West. It wasn't meant to be. And then I got married. 2 years after that, 3 years after that, 2015, I got married with a hotter girl. The problem is, yeah, I lasted with my wife, but my wife was just ass. I divorced Daria. Daria definitely better looking than Kim, but, you know, much. Look, she gave me pussy. Come on, she deserves a lot more. But yeah, she was pretty fucking crazy. I mean, listen, man, if I want to, I can go to Ukraine and beat the fuck out of that fat ass that she's with now and get her back. But she's not the one. Well, this guy would run away from me, man. Daria would be the first to tell him that not to fuck with me. When I smashed that Ukrainian boxer at the restaurant, you know what I'm saying? Like, Daria went there and, you know, like, the cops were there, and she was just saying, oh, she was saying it's self-defense and all that. That's, you know, but listen, man, look, I dumped her. What is she supposed to do? Of course she's going to get somebody else. She's not going to be alone, right? I'm just surprised that, you know, listen, that she told me all about this dude. When they got into, like, when I dumped her, they got into an argument. She started hitting me back, and then we went on Skype, and she had a black eye. And I said, baby, who gave you that black eye? I'm going to fucking hurt that. Whoever did it, I'll fucking kill them. Who did it? And she goes, she's like, I got jumped. You know what I mean? I'm like, jumped? I'm like, who the fuck would jump a hot-ass girl like that? I mean, yeah, in Ukraine, they got a lot of crazy shit going on, but who the fuck would jump? That's a lie. It's that dude. That fat motherfucker that, yeah, man, listen. She's no longer my wife. She's my ex-wife. I mean, if she was living in L.A. and somebody tried to attack her, of course I'll defend her, and I'd put them to sleep. But I mean, going back to Ukraine to beat some random clown's ass who hit my ex-wife, it's her fault for choosing that bum. You know what I mean? She needs to. But now that me and my girl got into it and, you know, got into an argument, now that my girl showed her real colors, you know, but, yeah, I was supposed to go to Italy and shit, you know, she's, whatever. I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe I'll still go. Maybe. Oh, shit. He's got a text. So. Delusional TV. You hear this? That's Rachel. Oh, shit. She even told me a time when she wants to meet. I'm going to tear that pussy up tomorrow, man. Yeah, Rachel's just good for, like, friends and benefits. She's the type of girl you fuck, then you hit her up, and then she disappears for, like, a month or two, and then she hits me back. She's like, today, hey, baby, what's up? You know what I mean? It's just like, she's a stripper, you know what I mean? But she's sexy as fuck, though, man. Venezuela, Latina girls are, honestly, like, okay, white girls look the best, but Latina girls are the best in sex. That's just, like, hands down. Because I fucked a lot of Latina girls. I fucked a lot of white girls. And I'm telling you, white girls look the best. That's my opinion. But Latina girls are better in bed. Yeah, they're very passionate. They're like, I love Latin women, man. I'm like, black girls, nah, not really. Man, but Mexican girls, yeah, I love Mexican girls, man. Yeah, white girls are the best, but you know, Mexican girls definitely. I like Armenian girls. There's Armenian girls that look better than Kim, yeah. But yeah, man, Anthony Thompson has no fucking chance. Come on, man. Beat the shit out of him, man. But see, he landed, I mean, I landed like 7 or 8 headshots. He landed 2 headshots, like jabs, against me. I landed like 7 or 8. I crushed him, but damn, against the prime Zelenov, nobody even can touch me. Like, well, Lee has a better record than Thompson, but based on the fights against me, they both got fucked up, but Thompson did better. So, I mean, yeah, with Lee, like, come on, that was a shutout. What a rematch. But with Thompson, I mean, that was a one-sided beating I gave him. But still, I mean, look, it's not – in L.A., nobody wants to fight me. Until I relocate, for 186, Thompson would be a good win. You know, beating him again, he's you know, professional fighter. No BS, like, no, none of that, no crap. Like, you know, after motherfuckers lose, like, Wilder got fucking knocked out, then he started tripping after he got knocked out in the ring. And, like, Dejan got his ass beat in and out the ring, then he did his sneak choke shit. You know, yeah, like, let Dejan try that now against me. I'd fucking murder him. I'd put him in a morgue. Dejan's a joke. He, you know, objectively speaking, the last guy that I beat would murder Dejan and would murder Wilder. And, I mean, the last guy that I beat was 180 and I was an amateur. Okay, would BoxRec ever give me a chance to defeat a 180 and 0 amateur? No way in hell, but I still did it. They're delusional, man. And this Troll TV guy, listen, clown, you're mentally ill. You're pretending to be my ex-wife. That's how sick you are. Do you think that's normal? To pretend to be the ex-wife of a current boxing champion? Do you think that's normal, what you're doing? Yeah. At first, I thought it was... I reacted on impulse. I thought it was Daria talking shit, and I just made... No, but everything I said, listen, man, I shouldn't have done it. It's personal, but whatever, man. I took down the video, then some fucking other idiot saved it. But see, that other idiot, that hater, I mean, Troll TV is... Look, Troll TV is completely, I think it's Rick Robinson. Rick Robinson is completely out of his fucking mind. He's sick in the head. But this other hater, what can you do, some shit. He did post my knockout, and he said, latest victim, Charlie Zonov's knockout. What, Charlie Z's latest victim knockout. He at least, you know, he's crazy, but come on. You know, this Troll TV guy, I'm telling you, if I knocked out 10 boxers in one day, if he would say, okay, You beat 10 random people, or you sucker punch 10 guys. That's what he would never, ever, ever give me credit. You know what I'm saying? Claudia, Daria, super hot babes. What did he do? Talk shit about them. calls them mail order brides. But, you know, the guy's sick of that, you know what I mean? Like, he talks shit about my ex-wife, and then he praises her. It's like, dude, like, what's wrong with you? You need help. You need help, bro. Get help, bro. You're fucked in the head. And when I went again in May, 186-0 in May, I mean, it's like, dude, I mean, like, I'm doing this for myself, man. It's just like, see, I was laughing at the haters. After I beat the 180-0 fighter, the Samoan, it just, I got it off my chest. I'm like, oh, man, like, I'm the best, man, to perform at that level. My punches are so sharp. I mean, I'm the best, man. I know it, man. It's like, I literally fucking know it deep in my heart. I don't care what anybody says. Like, after I beat Troy, it got really annoying, and these clowns got to me, and then I went and beat a way better opponent. And I was like, listen, man, I beat Troy, who was undefeated boxer, and I beat Lee, who was undefeated boxer. Two undefeated boxers, both big motherfuckers. And the last one, 180-0, the last guy was just, like, completely annihilated Deontay Wilder, if he lets his hands go. Those last two hooks he threw at me, you could tell he has power. You know what I mean? So, that's what it is, man. I'm the best, and I'm definitely going to get married again this year or next year, probably this year. But as of now, I got until I meet the one. I thought, listen, I was convinced that the girl from Italy was the one. I was like, we talked every day. It was some soulmate shit. We talked every day, but what one thing, though, she was kind of stuck up when I met her. And then you see, even stuck up girl got really into me. Like, then, you know, she's super sexy. I'm still not going to say her name because we might get back together. But, then she starts sending me kisses and, like, everything was good. I mean, it's just she had a death in the family, like, and that's what changed her. That's what, you know, she told me later about it. I told her, I'm like, Becky, what's wrong with you? Why are you acting different with me? What's wrong? And then she finally told me. And then after that, she just, like, got really pissed and just stopped talking to me. I'm like, man, whatever, you know. What the fuck, you know. Listen, whatever. If she gets back with me, great. If not, her loss. I told her another girl would be really happy to be in her shoes. Yeah, I met her on that dating site where I met Daria. Dude, they have literally, not thousands, they have millions. Millions of hot girls there. And me and her lasted for a month and a half, and we talked every single day. So trust me, if I can get her, I can get any girl. The next girl will be the one. Unless me and her get back together. But as of now, tomorrow, I'm a fuck a Venezuelan girl, Rachel. That bitch got more ass than Kim and way bigger tits. Man. She got some fuck. Bubble butt and fucking. She got some knockers, man. Fun bags, man. Breast implants, man. She's fun as fuck. Yeah, so, Rachel. I mean, Rachel's gonna get fucked by the goat, man. I already hit it, man. In February, right before I knocked out the Kung Fu champion, man. Charlie's 80 pound for pound number one, man. 185-0, man. The goat, baby. Yeah, I was watching the fight against Lee, the 180-0 amateur, and I'm telling you, man, like that win was better than when I beat Derek the Giant. Because we're talking point wins. Okay, the best point win was Derek the Giant. Then I topped it with the Jill Zavala. Yeah, that was better than the Jill Zavala win. The Zavala win was phenomenal, but this was better. because I landed headshots on him. Zaval, I only hit in the body. Zaval didn't land anything. That's what I'm saying. You know, question to this. I mean, how can you question? This guy's Troll TV, he's sick in the head. Gilles Zaval is a TV fighter, former TV fighter. Why was he such an easy opponent? Well, the guys that you talk shit about, the real fighters that you talk shit about, like Anthony Thompson, who you call the janitor, Lee, who even other haters admitted was a real fighter, you talk shit about, these guys would murder Gilles Zavala. They did better against me. Gilles Zavala was a punching bag. It was too easy. Not only was it easy, but it was too easy. And his boys, and before the fight, they were like bragging, oh, this motherfucker's saying he's a UFC, man. He's UFC. I'm like, what's the UFC, man? Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit, man. I'm like, I'm UBF, motherfucker. And I beat his ass, man. You fucking mainstream clowns suck. You people suck. Even if you motherfuckers stop staging fights, which you won't, but even if you do, you still suck. Real fighters do not fight once or twice or even three times a year. I already won 8 fights in a year that motherfuckers are terrified to box me. And I still won 8 fights. I won more fights already than Muhammad Ali ever did in 1 year. He won 5 fights in a year? What the fuck is 5? I won 5 fights in 1 day, man. Muhammad Ali's a fraud. Racist. Okay? Nobody worships him. Black people that worship him because he did good things for black people, but he hated on white people. That's it. When I said the N-word 10 years ago or 11 years ago, I didn't target black people. I said it like you know, when you say homie, dog, that's how I said it. I didn't target black people. You know what I mean? I got a lot of friends that are black. I got nothing against black people. Ali, he said it out loud. Blacks and whites can't get along. Yes, they can. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is that? He's a racist. Man, he got his ass beat 5 times. I'm going to go down in history as a fucking goat. I already have 185 wins. Already. Ahead of schedule, motherfucker. Nobody has that many fights. When it's all said and done, who knows? I may be 1,000 or no. You know, nobody, yeah, this is, you know. But the thing is, when it's all said and done, I'm going to have so many fucking wins. I mean, it's like 185 is just, wow, that's a lot. But, dude, when it's literally all said and done, it's going to be more than 200, obviously. 200 is right around the corner. Just 15 more victims, man. And then I'm going to go for 300, and then 400, and then 500. And just, yeah, I mean, I'm the best, man. Right now, I just want to, like, take a break because once I come back, I'm no longer taking breaks, man. Once I come back, this is it. Full throttle, 200-0. This is it. So, yeah, I mean, 13 days ago, I beat him. Just about tomorrow's going to be 2 weeks. Like, 2 weeks ago, I won the fight. A great fight that will go down in history as the greatest masterclass of all time. That's it. With Thompson, I mean, you can't overlook an opponent like that. You know, 83-inch reach. Guy has a really, really a pistol-like jab. You know, but nobody can beat Charlie Zelenoff. I mean, it's just 185 times has been proven. So, I mean, there's just no way. I doubt he'll reach. I mean, if I go to Vegas again, you know, I will eventually. I don't know. You know, yeah. If I'm in Vegas, yeah. I'm sure he'll do it then, but he said he was going to come that way. Now he said, I'll let you know later. You know, I'll let you know later. Doesn't sound too eager. Whatever, man, whatever. I already beat him. If I have trouble finding an opponent, then I'll beat Thompson again if he fights. But I already beat him. It's just like it's on video. Yeah, and the delusional TV... Retard TV, listen, man, you go fight Anthony Thompson. You're going to find out the hard way that he is not a janitor, that he is a real fucking boxer. That guy would fuck up Deontay Wilder. Deontay Wilder is a joke. Deontay Wilder got, I showed it on a video a few days ago on my website, Deontay Wilder got one shot at Thompson lasted, what, like two, we went to like So there's no rounds in DBF, but yeah, like second round, we just, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we continued. After he admitted that he lost the round to me, Thompson lasted like a few minutes versus the GOAT. Wilder got knocked out in 1 second. Wilder's a joke. His DQ is bullshit. That was like, what, he sucker punched me outside the ring? Yeah. You know, yeah, fuck out of here, man. Wilder got knocked out. Yeah, if he thinks he won, why did he storm out of the ring desperately trying to get a rematch? You know what I mean? Only, come on. Yeah, let him try that shit again, man. Fucking kill him. That's why Deontay Wilder wants nothing to do with me in a third fight. Because he told me on the phone, this guy's a liar, calling me a bully. He was the one who was calling me. Like, after I beat him, this guy, man, fuck. If only I had the phone records, man. Because that shit was such a long time ago. This guy called me, begging me for a rematch. He called my phone 15 times in one day. 15 times. I received 15 phone calls from Deontay Wilder. And I said, come over, but I'm on my street. I gave him my address. I'm like, come over. I went outside, and nobody came. He was just trying to troll me, and he said I did that to him. He's a liar. I smashed him in the ring. Wilder's a fucking retard, man. Man, that guy's a joke. He was in Alabama. Alabama's like fucking Arkansas, man. That's why you fucking get, you know, like, shitty-ass opponents like fucking Dustin Nichols, not an opponent. Okay, like Gerald Washington. That's why I said, who's next? George Washington, Anthony Joshua is a fucking joke. What does he have, 18 fake fights, 20 fake fights? What the fuck? He's a fucking, dude, he's a newbie. He's a rookie. 185, man, are you kidding me, man? I'd murder Anthony Joshua, man. Anthony Thompson is way better than Anthony Joshua, man. I'm objectively speaking. Not saying it because Thompson's in the underground and he's a real fight. I'm saying objectively speaking. Jill Zavala entered the underground. He got fucking destroyed. On television, he was easily knocking everyone out. But then when he fought Charlie Zelenoff in the UBF, he got his ass kicked. It's on video. He hit nothing but air. Air. He was punching air and I was punching him in the stomach. Like, it was a one-sided fucking battle. It was not close. To all you mainstream pussies making articles about me, you need to shut the fuck up, because I beat all of you. Not like all of you, but I beat a lot of you. Jill Zavala, Deontay Wilder, Mayweather Sr. Listen, you, oh yeah, the Bellator, listen, I can go on and on. I need to look. I beat a guy from K1. I smacked him in the face. I need to look at my record and count how many mainstream fighters I beat. And even though Akeem Akinbode is more, like, he's a real fighter, he even told me that BoxRec is a joke, and, you know, it's just a money scam, and that's why Akeem Akinbode is a real fighter. But still, he did participate on Golden Boy Promotions, and I beat his ass. So we're going to have to count that as, well, fine, Akeem is an exception, yeah. Yeah, Akeem said, "De La Hoya's a clown." He said I would murder De La Hoya. De La Hoya's too small, man. He's a joke, man. Crossdresser. I told Angelique McQueen, man. She would always complain about how horrible of a daddy is. I'm like, listen, I would fucking murder this guy. He's not on my level. He doesn't even fight. He just walks around with a suit and then praises actors. Wait a minute, I beat De La Hoya's fighter, Deontay Wilder. His quote-unquote fighter, Deontay Wilder. I knocked him the fuck out, man. Going overtime. Charlie Z, 185-0, 50 KOs, pound for pound, number one. Hold on, text this chick, Rachel. Tomorrow I'm going to be getting pussy. What's Troll TV going to do tomorrow? Talk shit on the internet because he's sick in the head. Yeah, man. But anyways, what I wanted to say, man, look. People, like, some these mainstream delusional bots need to stop making videos. Like, they made a video. Look, I exposed you all. I beat 180-0 Lee. I knocked out the Kung Fu champion. I mean, the punches are so hard. I mean, it's just, it's obvious I'm the GOAT when I release my hands. When I let my hands go, it's obvious I'm the fucking GOAT, man. You motherfuckers need to stop making fucking videos about me. You people been exposed. I got literally thousands of replays of my wins. Hundreds of wins on YouTube. There's 112 fights on YouTube. Some may have been deleted due to the old account. Yeah. But I'm saying there's 112 fights that I uploaded. Maybe now there's like 80 left or 90 or... Well, no, there's still, I think, 100 left. Look, there's a lot. There's a lot. Out of 185, there's 100 plus on video. Fights that I won. There's going to be hundreds of more. Notice literally the last fucking four... Wait, 182, 183, 184. Last four wins are all recorded. All top-level competition. Three undefeated boxers that I defeated. Gave all of them their first L, and the Kung Fu champion, which was my best win ever. Knockout. I mean, come on. Man, I deserve, like, my homie said I deserve 6 months off, let alone 1 month off, and I'm only going to take the entire April off, and then I'll come back in May, and I'm going to come out guns blazing. 186, no. But right now, man, I just want to enjoy being in the moment, man, and that's being the greatest of all time, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's tough, you know, because I didn't see it coming, man. Me and my girlfriend, we had such a great thing going, you know. But I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I'll give it time. The death in the family is not something to joke around about, but, you know, it's not my fault, you know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, it's not my fault. The fuck? Can't take... I mean, yeah, okay, that's what girls do. They take shit out on their boyfriends, but you can't take it out to the point where it's going to cause a breakup, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? I mean, I don't know. It's fucked up. I got used to her, you know what I mean? I would always, like, after every victory, I'd come talk to her. She would message me all the time. It's all good, yeah. It ain't stopping me from my goal, 200-0. But listen, man, my goal is to win more than 200 fights, man. 200-0 is just... It's huge. It's going to be huge, but I'm just letting everyone know that I'm definitely going to come back after I retire, after 200-0. It's just, oh yeah, speaking of basketball, well, look, man, I mean, I don't like Cleveland this year. No, I like the Cavs, of course. I mean, I'm supporting them and all that, but I don't know. We'll see, but I don't like the way they're playing. Yeah, they won three in a row. Looks like they're kind of getting out of the swamp, but I don't know. I hope they beat Boston today. I wouldn't bet on it. They're not playing well. J.R. Smith's trying to, you know, J.R.'s getting his game back. He's scoring a lot of points, you know. He's putting up, you know, 18, 19 points. You know, those are like, those are not even role player. Those are all-star numbers. But, well, I mean, he's not an all-star, but he's a very good player. I'm saying they got everybody back. It's time they start winning and playing like the champions that they were last year. And they still are the champions until somebody beats them. But, you know, Golden State is the favorite, obviously. But you got teams like Houston and San Antonio and, you know, and Cleveland, obviously, the team that literally has your number. But, I mean, regular season, you don't get an award for having the most regular season wins. You don't get an award for that. Yeah, okay, but Like, you know how they even said 72 and 73 wins. The Bulls have 70, had 72 and the Warriors had 73. But 72 sounds better because it has a better ring to it. Yeah, because the Bulls won the championship and the Warriors didn't. They were one game shy, but they lost. Whether you get swept in the first round or get beaten game seven in the finals, you still, it's both an L. What I'm saying is the Warriors, with Kevin Durant, they look unstoppable. But there's no guarantee that they're going to win it. They're the favorites, no doubt. But there's no guarantee they're going to win it. Because, I mean, Kevin Durant, as great as he is of a player, he does have a choking tendency. Oklahoma, with Mr. Triple-Double, choked Russell Westbrook 3-1. Yeah, Westbrook's killing it this year, but, you know. He's a ball hog. He's not a willing passer. He's a great player, though, individually. I mean, he doesn't know how to make it. He's passing so he can get the triple-double. He's not passing like a Magic, LeBron, Jason Williams. He's not like, he's not a willing passer. I'd knock out all these NBA players, man. I'm not a fanboy of any team, man. I just like to watch good basketball, man. Whichever team deserves it, let that team, they say, let the best man win. The best man has won 185 fights. Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest. Well, whichever team deserves it, let that team win. Of course, the Spurs are just, I'm a fan of Kawhi Leonard, but I just don't like their style of play. They're boring. The Warriors, I love their style of play, but I can't respect their players because a lot of them are affiliated with paid professional actors. LeBron is too, but Kyrie doesn't care about fake fights. Yeah, Kyrie Irving's a great player. He's the best point guard in the NBA. It's between him and Steph, but come on, he what do we have Steph's number? Charlie's on off the goat, man. Oh, that's Rachel. She's just texting me. Yeah, good thing I have this girl that I can fuck anytime I want to. I'd make her my girlfriend, but she's kind of slutty, man. She messes with other guys. It's just like an open relationship. I don't care, you know, like what she does. I don't care. She doesn't care what I do, you know. Like whenever we want to, you know, come on. It's called friends with benefits. It's called a fuck buddy. Yeah, my last girlfriend, she was like, yeah, with me and her, it was really serious. Like, she's like, I thought wifey material, you know. Look, either I'm going to get back with her or I'm going to find somebody just as hot as her that with a better personality. Yeah, she was like, she didn't do drugs or she didn't drink, but you know, she was a little cold-hearted. You know, those type of girls are really hard to impress. They're stuck up, you know what I mean? Like Kim Kardashian, yeah, she was like that, you know what I mean? They look up in the sky and they think they're better than everybody, you know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, but one thing what's funny about Kim K is that I went to her fucking, well, it's not her restaurant, but it's the restaurant that she would go to, and they showed me a lot of respect there. They were taking pictures of me on video, man. I posted the video, Nate and Elle's restaurant. I literally show up there, and I was like, hi, how you doing? I'm Charlie Z, I'm boxing champion. You know what time Kim comes here? And they're like, oh, yeah, but, I'm not going to say it on the air. That's, you know. But they told me the times, and they're like, wow, you're a champion. Wow, can we take some photos of you? And it was about Kim, but they made it about me. They started taking photos of me and shit and asking me when's my next fight and all this. And I'm thinking, like, damn, she's a twisted fucking bitch because, like, a place where she's acquainted really well, people really like me, you know, and like, they really liked me. They were, like, seriously giving me credit, and then I showed them some fights, and they were like, look, I mean, whatever, man. I don't give a fuck about Kardashian, man. I'm so over her. It's just like, dude, me and my girl, like, I was married for 2 years, man. I had a fucking wedding, man. My ex-wife is 20 years old. Kim is nearing 40, man. The bitch is like, what, 37, 36? I don't fucking keep up with her date of birth. She's around there. And I knew an Armenian girl. Like, well, I was married with Daria. I'm not a cheater. I'm saying, that Armenian girl ended up getting married, too. But she was so sexy, and she was a really nice girl, too. Yeah, she was fucking way hotter than Kim Kardashian, man. Bigger tits, fucking more, like, her ass was just as big, but it was more proportional. Kim's ass was, like, it looks kind of fake. I don't know. I never fucked her, so I don't know if it's fake or not. But I fucked hotter girls than Kim. Yeah, well, look, fake tits, they look good. But fake ass, that's a little too far, man. Come on. No, Kim's tits are not fake. They're real. But her ass, yeah, I don't know. Questionable. Speculation for sure. But whatever, man. Tomorrow I'm banging a hotter bitch than fucking Kim, man. Kim's just a fucking infamous prostitute, man. Charlie Z, the goat. I'll either get back with my girlfriend or I'll get a replacement. See, I got a replacement for Daria. Okay, I'll get a replacement for her. You know what I mean? Dude, I'm telling you, like, Claudia and Daria, are you serious? I had fucking so many women like that, man. Every single girl that I had sex with, every single girl that I've been affiliated with is a fucking 10-plus dime piece. I'm the fucking champ. Even before I became a world champion in Las Vegas, I would always get hot girls because I got charisma. I know how to talk to women. You know what I'm saying? I got, like, look, when I fight, I bring my A game. When I get girls, I bring my A game. That's the truth. I posted my girlfriends, my ex-fiance, my ex-wife, all on video. And these sick haters are jealous because they never get pussy. They don't know how to fight. Obviously, they're mentally ill, man. These guys are on SSI, man. They're on mental disability. What fight? These guys, they're sick. So the only thing they can do is go on the computer and talk shit about celebrities and actual fucking real fighters. And look, it's not just me. I saw other, like, athletes get hated on. Yeah, like not just... Not just Charlie Z haters. All haters are mentally sick. It's not normal to like, troll professional athletes and hate on them and hate on what they do. Because you got to realize and ask yourself, what do? Nothing. I break faces. What do you break? Keyboards?